going, Mitch?
Good morning.
It is Wednesday.
It is day 366.
What?
Of our show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. We're a year and a day. Good job, you.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
You're supposed to say good job, you too.
Good job, you two.
Yeah, you guys are incredible. I love your records.
We went to the same place.
Yeah. Are you still mad at me?
Are we really doing this?
Are you mad at me?
When I tell whose squirt gun that was, you're gonna freak out. That wasn't my squirt gun.
Whose squirt gun was it?
My husband's.
Oh, okay.
And all the student ministries.
Okay. Tell them they should have left their squirt gun at the student ministry building.
I took it!
So, yesterday, my co-host was in rare form.
You were in rare form. I was calling you Nega Stevo.
And I was trying to actually get some real work done. And you were like, hey, don't get real work done. Pay attention to me.
Except I don't talk like that at
that's
all.
You weren't saying that with your words, but that's what your actions were doing. Because I'd actually be trying to do something. Like putting together new culture shocks and typing stuff, and I'm like actually working, which is rare for me. And all of a sudden I get like squirted in the back, and I turn around and you have this stupid water gun that you and like Kelly and everybody and Jared and all student ministry people like running around squirting each other.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say something?
Yeah.
That one time squirt was like this. Water, yeah. Creativity break. All right, so I got a creativity break, and then I went back to work.
It's not
my fault that 5 minutes later you walk into my office while I still have my squirt gun, and you start bothering me while I'm trying to work. And I'm like, okay, I know how to get him out of my office.
Yeah, and you squirted me again. And I said, what did I say? I said, don't squirt me again with that stupid squirt gun, because there will be repercussions that you will not like.
Why would you do that? Why would you like push me like that?
Push you
like
tell you not to do it again, like, because there's
don't do it again or else. And my mind is, or else what?
We're not on the playground. I realized that was obviously your mindset, because you were like, this is funny. And I'm like, don't you squirt me again.
I was prepared.
I even gave you the serious look. Don't you squirt me again.
Yes, Father.
Yeah, and then you squirted me, and I grabbed it, and I snapped it in half.
That was very vengeful.
I said, don't squirt me with the squirt gun.
No, that was vengeful.
And then I snapped it in half, and I felt really bad, because I'm like, wow, dude, I just broke her squirt gun.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You should have left that to him. He would have got me back.
How?
Just kidding.
You would have been standing on the curb, hopefully, waiting for the bus. I don't know. And a car would have come up and hit a pothole and water.
No, that's karma.
I'd be like,
that's like
literally karma.
Karma. No. All I know is that you broke, like, that one action was a forever action.
It was.
I'm never getting that score.
You really aren't.
Why would you do that to me?
I apologize. I felt bad yesterday afternoon after I left, and I was like, maybe I should have apologized for snapping her squirt gun in half. But at the same time, I was thankful that I didn't have to deal with the squirt gun in the office anymore. I was, like, next to my iPad and my computer. Oh, and the mixing board in my office.
I have
and
really
my microphone. And all of our really ridiculously expensive electronic gear.
Yeah, did any of it get wet? No, because I have really good aim.
True story, actually. You do. And it's frustrating. So, it's going to be a good show.
It is.
I apologize for breaking your squirt gun.
Yeah, but you have to get me another one now.
I really don't, actually. That's not part of apologizing. I can't make it a wholly right, because then that doesn't solve our problem of you being a child and having a squirt gun. So what I'm going to do...
I'm so angry that you... No. You know, that is a forever deal. What you did yesterday was forever. You broke my squirt gun.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to find out what the most expensive squirt gun they have there is, right?
It's really expensive.
I mean, we're talking like the giant super soaker type.
I don't want that.
Right? No. I'm going to find out how much it is. I'm going to say, okay, That $30 or however much a squirt gun is, if a squirt gun was really $30, I'd lose my mind.
Some of them are.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to find the most expensive squirt gun, and I'm going to use that for you for therapy so that you can grow up a little. I'm going to be productive for you. I'm going to help you.
Tell me how much it costs.
No, I'm just going to give you that money, but you have to use it for therapy.
Okay. That sounds good.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you'll accept that?
Yeah.
You won't really use it for that.
Yet. Yes, I will.
You're going to go buy the squirt gun.
That's therapy. I told you. The first time I took a...
That's true. It was a creative break.
It was a creative break.
Because we do. We sit in front of a computer. Like, we do the... Blah, 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 talk. And then we have to go sit in front of a computer for like 4 more hours.
And I lose all creativity.
Yeah.
I see these sound waves and I'm like, what does that mean?
What we need to do is come up with creative ideas to where we can still like get out of here and keep our creativity going.
I have an idea.
And still
complete mundane
tasks.
Why don't we get out of here and squirt each other with the squirt gun that I have? Oh, wait, you broke it.
Oh, snap. Literally in half. However, today we are going to get some of that creativity going out and about in the city. We'll be at Western Heights Learning Center today, hanging out with the little dudes for their lunch slash
recess. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh, man, if only we had like a squirt gun to squirt the kids with and have fun. Oh, wait, I snapped it in half. I'm sorry.
Do you feel bad now?
I kind of do. I feel like the old guy in those movies.
You are.
When like the basketball goes into the yard and he grabs a knife and pops it.
You know, yesterday I realized something about you that I've never realized.
Hold on, that's the air going out of the ball that I just popped.
I realized something about you yesterday that I've never realized.
What?
You have an anger problem. Like,
I'm an old man.
You literally just took that squirt gun without hesitating.
How many times did I warn you? How many times, Michelle?
How many times
did I say, Michelle, stop squirting me? Michelle. And I tell my children, hey, if somebody tells you no, that means no, and you have to respect their words. If somebody doesn't want to play baseball with you, that's okay. If they say no, you can't get upset. Just, okay, respect that. If you're bugging someone and they say stop it, you have to stop it.
You be in a better mood.
It was an illustration for you, Michelle. I was saying, Michelle.
Thank you.
Please stop
it. I'm not
nine. If somebody tells you no to stop squirting them with the water gun, you have to respect them as a human being. You have to listen to them and say, you have to say, okay, I respect that.
Is this our new dynamic? It's not going to work out. I'm not going to respect you at all.
What?
At all.
Fine. I'll buy you a stupid squirt gun.
Yeah, you better.
We'll stop at the Mart of Walls on the way back, and I really will. On our way back from the...
No crossies? You're crossing your legs.
No crossies. I love how you just made me do that as you're talking about how grown up you are. What? Treat me like a child. You're going to buy me squirt gun? No crossies? Yeah? Okay.
I'm not a dog.
I'm totally okay now.
I'm not a dog.
Yeah, I know, but you're still acting that way. Oh, amazing. It's going to be an awesome show today.
I'm acting like a dog.
I'm pretty stoked. We've got a ginormous birthday party of awesome going on. Yeah, Thebes, it's year one day. It's year
one.
Two, day one.
It's year one, day one for
it's
us.
It's year two, day one.
Year one.
Thebes one. Just texted, well, the honeymoon's over. It's true. It's our 1 year anniversary was yesterday for Steve-O and Mitch. It's officially year two. And this is, I guess, what happens in year two.
Listeners, everyone around that's listening right now.
It's the terrible twos.
Get ready.
It's the terrible twos. So speaking of terrible twos, Static's second birthday going down Friday, June 14th at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are on sale now. House of Heroes. And these guys, come win. Plan a birthday bash. Get your tickets now. MyStaticRadio.com. Today's going to be fun. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Josh Garrels. Latest from his Love and War B-Sides CD. Song's called Run. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good. Wow. Good morning. Don't yell at us like that. Gosh.
It is Wednesday. It is 6:34.
Mm-hmm.
It is Wed News Day.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. You should definitely be yourself. I'm sorry.
Okay, hey! It is Wednesday. It is 6:34, which means
Wet News Day!
Breaking news. If you're a manager, make sure you are on your workers at 2:55 p.m. today. Like, not like sitting on, but like... like...
Wow.
Keeping the
make sure you get after your workers at 2:55.
Make sure you get after your workers at 2:55 p.m.
today. Better way to say that.
That's not what was written.
Make sure you are physically stepping on your workers today. At 2:55.
That time has been confirmed as the least productive time of the day. Mm-hmm. LondonOffices.com questioned more than 400 workers to find out what they consider to be the least productive time in their workday. According to the researchers, 2:55 p.m. was the clear winner, theorizing that it's right about the time folks hit an after lunch lull and start setting aside work for Facebook and Twitter.
Hmm. That's usually about the time that Dan shows up.
Other respondents said that 2:55 p.m. was about the time they started thinking about what they wanted to do that evening.
Yep.
So true.
Well, I'm usually so true.
So
I'm usually off work by that. Well, yesterday I was not, but normal days, I'm usually home, and that's about the time when I'm on the couch going, okay, all right, I got to take care of this, I got to do this, I got, and I'm usually asleep at about 2:55, so that makes sense.
Do you really?
I really do.
I do too.
Every day.
Actually, it's like, no, stay awake, Ellen's coming on, Ellen's, oh.
You know, yesterday I was talking to a dude who, his business partner was one of the, like, higher honcho guys of that show.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Can I meet him?
No. Okay. Actually, yes, because Gil's doing a film that they're making here in New Mexico.
That's right.
So we're going to be interviewing one of the cast members of the film, and we're going to... Yeah, I'm excited.
That's exciting.
In studio!
Nice.
Got to keep it locked for more. We'll talk about it. The Road to Forgiveness. I'm really, really amped on this project. It's going to be really, really good.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah. So anyways, 2:55, be on your employees. Physically stepping on their shoulders.
I just imagine like bosses sitting like when little kids are like fighting and then like, I'm gonna sit on you, and then you're just
Yeah.
What do I do? I sit on you.
Hey, could you guys all meet me in the conference room at 2:55 today? Yeah. Impromptu DJ meeting today, 2:55. Okay, cool, thanks.
Why do we have an intercom?
I don't know. Just thought it'd be cooler if we had an intercom.
We don't have an intercom.
Story would be
don't
way
try
cooler
and trick people.
Story would be way cooler if we had an intercom.
Yeah, but now you're lying.
How else am I going to communicate with all the people here?
Hey, guys!
No, because then
hey,
I get yelled at. Hey, filming! Shut it! Oh, sorry, they're filming.
Hey, guys.
Hey, here, let me use our intercom.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, 2:55 conference room? Yeah. Okay, thanks.
No, huh? We're all weirded out because we're all less than 3 feet away from you.
Right. So. Be on your employees at 2:55 today. All right.
Breaking news. If you're looking for a candy to remind you of very early childhood, or if you're just into weird foods, here you go. A Texas-based candy company has released a breast milk flavored lollipop.
Gross, dude!
The lollipop was inspired by the company's desire to figure out what exactly it is about breast milk that babies find so soothing.
The fact that it tastes like Frosted Flakes milk? So I've heard.
Do we need to talk?
Nope.
Okay, one...
That's what I've heard. That's seriously what I've heard.
Okay, one...
That it's like sweet. So it's like a lollipop. That makes
Stop
sense.
Stop saying that's what you've heard. You have a wife.
That's what
you
I've
have
heard.
Three kids.
That's what I've heard.
Don't act like you.
I asked Jack like 3 years ago. Like Jack. What does that taste like?
Like you're closer.
I mean,
to
come
the
on.
Age
you were.
Of...
You know, it's only been like 6 years for you. Like, what did it taste like? Do you remember?
It was like, oh, Frosted
it was like Frosted Flakes milk. I'm like, oh, cool, perfect. And that's how that happened.
You're dumb. We were so dumb for accidentally saying
so
that.
So I'm dumb. Go on. Lollipops. Go
the
ahead.
The company says, we felt it was our responsibility to find out just what this flavor was and could turn a, was that could turn a screaming, furious infant into a placid, contented child.
Dude, it's true. I mean, that's how we got Brody to start eating regular food.
Yeah, you had to
you mix it in. And he was like, oh, because at first he was like,
mommy's
avocado! Who are you people? Oh, you're trying to murder me! And then we mixed in, like, seriously, like, chop, chop! And then it was like, whoop, 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 with the spoon. I make great sound effects, by the way.
Drop,
drop! Woo! And he was like,
What is this nectar of the gods? Give me more. I'm drunk on avocado.
That's what it was like. It was pretty outstanding, actually. Yeah, so yeah. I would buy those lollipops.
Here's the thing. I took many early childhood classes.
Uh-huh.
And I took this one class. They called it, like, literally just the early childhood and development 45-hour class.
Mm-hmm.
She brought in, like, people just do this for her all the time. She brought in breast milk for us to try. Like,
gross.
Random people. And I'm like, hey, teacher?
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch that just because I don't know what they ate beforehand. So I don't want spaghetti, all right? I don't want spaghetti. So I didn't taste it at all. Like, maybe if you had a menu of what they ate a few hours ago.
Wow.
But you don't.
Wow.
So.
And that's your breaking news.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's
would
it.
Anybody really... We're going to ask... This is a poll question we're going to ask
today.
This is
a real question?
I'm serious. That's a poll question today.
Okay.
We're going to find that story. We'll link it. And we, because I'm curious. Would anybody really ever buy that?
I'm like, oh, I'm on a diet. That's a lot of fat, too. Like, that's a lot of... It's like, it's separated already.
Wow.
Okay, I'll ask the poll question. It's just separated.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That much fat.
Latest from POD. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. P.O.D. Song's called Beautiful. Static Radio, good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And the poll question is up. Texas company releasing a breast milk flavored lollipop. You got to be honest here, dude. Would you try one? Mitch? There's no way.
I think eventually I might.
I'm thinking it's actually like a breast milk lollipop. It's just flavored like that.
Yeah.
So I guess, why not? I don't know. No, it's weird. It's weird. No, can't do it. Good thing it's 6:45 and it is...
time for birthdays.
June 5th.
Hi, Stever.
Hi, Stever. Save us.
Never had one of those?
Oh, have you?
Oh,
I was raised hippie.
Oh, that's true. This is true. Was it like frozen in ice trays for years? Because that's probably just more nutritious than anything, right?
Well, actually, remember those Tupperware type things that you'd keep in the freezer?
Yeah.
And you'd make your own homemade?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your own homemade what?
Well, the homemade popsicles.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Are you old enough to remember that?
Yeah, but it was like, we always put Kool-Aid in them.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what normal people
do. Some people do. Some people have
some people are
cream
hippies.
Of Kool-Aid.
No, Steamer, no.
They were like orange-sicles.
Oh, my God. But were they like perfectly layered, too?
Gross.
Swirly.
Yeah.
But, like, it separates.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got it. Well, if you stir it.
And then just throw it right in the freezer.
Oh, my gosh. This is
okay.
Too far.
So, anyway.
Crossing, there's that line, and you guys just, like, hopped over it and then kept running.
I didn't notice it.
It's day 156 of 2013.
Yes.
209 days remaining to the end of the year.
That's right. My party.
Woo! So it's happening. It's on.
It's on again.
Okay.
My on again, off again relationship.
Let me just say, I think this morning is going to be a Steve-O loved this morning's
yes.
stuff.
Means so. I'm going to be on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like super sown it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this song.
Birthdays.
I actually want to add this for Culture Shock. This is a brand new single from Fall Out Boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Fired up.
That's why it's
got to be Wentz's birthday.
It's Pete Wentz's birthday.
Yeah! Come on! Right there. Boom! Okay.
I love this song.
Is this going to be a Culture Shock?
We're looking into that right now.
Let me go ahead and look up the lyrics.
No, okay. Actually, it's pretty good.
All right. So, yeah, I had to look at the lyrics before I put it on the air. It's Pete Wentz's birthday.
36.
Oh, see, I was going to say he's like my age. I'm going to say 34.
Okay, and what did you say, Mitch?
36.
Oh, wow, it's 34.
Damn! You need to listen to me more often.
Dang it!
See? What can I say?
One, two, three, four. sing the other song.
Which one?
The one that was
Sugar, we're
playing.
Going down? Oh, you want to sing it?
Sugar, we're going down swinging.
That was Jeff's first song.
No!
And you like every word, and we're like, bro, hey, bro.
Son?
No.
You can't sing that song.
I was talking to my buddy Jeff Gilbert this week. He, former drummer from Cutlass, he was just on tour with Audio Adrenaline.
Uh-huh.
And his son's crazy into thrift shop right now. And he, Slater,
oh,
and he was singing,
you know what?
Every word to me.
You know what? There is a pastor on staff who blasted that in their office.
Oh, that's good.
The edited version.
Okay,
and
good.
Had a, and there was a bunch of kids dancing like,
yeah.
Like not like high schoolers or middle schoolers.
Like 7-year-olds.
7-year-olds.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. He shall remain nameless.
Okay, so birthdays.
Yep.
Ready? From Band of Brothers.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you stop that.
Shane even let me borrow it, and then...
I saw that!
Oh, wow.
From, and everyone was in it, by the way.
Yeah,
I know.
That was a cast.
Dinner for Schmucks.
Paul Rudd.
And Office Space.
Oh, Ron Livingston.
It's Ron Livingston's birthday.
Boom! Yes!
How old is he?
He was the main dude.
No.
40.
He was the main dude in Office Space.
Never saw it.
The dude that...
What?
Never saw it.
Oh, you shouldn't. It's really bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't see that. Man, he's in his 40s. I'm going to say 40s. I don't know where, though.
44.
Okay, so I'm going to say 46.
Ron Livingston actually today is turning 46.
Thank you. The funny thing is, since
it's Otis Redding's birthday.
It's not Otis Redding's birthday. This is...
What is this song? Oh, it's not. You're right. Whose birthday is this? It like sounded like sick.
It's what?
It sounded like Otis at first. Who is this? About this right now?
Yeah.
I only know this because of a commercial.
Okay. This is actually Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly Stone's birthday.
No, it's Freddie Stone's birthday.
It's Freddie Stone's birthday. It's not Sly's birthday?
Nope. Freddie Stone's birthday today.
62.
62.
No!
Oh, wait. I can guess the same as you? 66.
Wow. He's 66 today.
Boom, you're welcome. Huh? High five.
I win.
Except I'm winning 2-1. But that's okay. We're a team.
Oh, but that's okay.
That's okay that you're losing. Because we're a team, and I'm winning.
So as long as one of us is winning.
Exactly.
Okay.
We've gotten every single one right so far.
Yep.
No pressure.
You guys are cheating.
Totally. We're not cheating. We're
totally
looking at Facebook.
You're totally cheating.
And giggling at the stupid comments we get.
Yeah, well, back to birthdays.
What the heck is this? No, I don't.
Is this Marky Mark?
Hey, it's him.
Yep.
This is Marky Mark.
Yep.
Is it Mark Wahlberg's birthday?
Yep.
Hey. Say hi to your mother for me. I love Mark Wahlberg!
From The Fighter, Shooter, and The Italian Job, as well as Invincible.
He was also in Date Night.
He was in Max Payne.
Yeah. Okay, so it's his birthday.
He was also in Four Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Did I mention Ted?
He was in that one movie that no one saw, Ted.
Planet of the Apes.
He was.
That was
really bad.
That was really bad.
He was in The Happening, which to me is probably the worst movie of all time.
I've never seen that movie because I could not stay awake.
But
I love
Mark Wahlberg,
so it's,
bro.
It's Invincible was good.
He's early 40s.
It's Mark's birthday.
He's 40.
41.
42.
He's 42.
Stop it
Oh. I don't even want to play the music. I just want to stand here and gloat.
Yeah, I'll play it for you.
It's true love right there. I just played the music for you. I'm so mad that you got that right.
Thank you for saying 41, because I was going to say 40, and then you said 41, and I'm like, I'm going to say 42. It's the Never Ending Story's birthday.
Really?
Falcor! Falcor!
Never saw it. Never
it's Andy
blessed.
Samberg's birthday. It's Justin Timberlake's birthday. I remember.
It's Kenny G's birthday.
It is Kenny G's birthday.
He said that as a joke. He was joking.
Well, that's, you know, I played Kenny G music.
Oh, my mom would get this.
Is he in his 50s or 60s?
That's deceptive, bro, because...
He's been around forever.
But he looks so young.
He looks young.
How old was Michael Bolton? Do you remember how old Michael Bolton was?
Ooh, he was in his 60s.
I feel
60s.
Like they should be... Was he?
He had to. I just saw him on Ellen, and that dude is old.
Are you taking so long because you're enjoying the music?
Yes,
we
totally.
Are.
How old is Kenny
I'm
going
to go get a massage. That sounded weird.
I didn't like that.
That's like what?
How old is Kenny G?
It's when they
in
do
salons?
Weird things.
They don't give massages in salons.
Yeah, they do. A spa salon.
Oh. I mean, how old is he?
Salons.
Oh, Stever. How old was Michael Bolton? I swear they were separated at birth.
Michael Bolton was a year older than he was last year.
Oh, man.
Okay. I remember.
She's Googling Michael Bolton. We're not cheating.
We're not cheating.
We're a team, Stever. You're bringing us together. We're united in Michael Bolton.
Okay, let's just enjoy.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, it's getting louder.
He was 60.
He is 60. He's 60.
Okay. I feel like they've got to be like the same age. They got the same nose. They both used to have really terrible
crazy long hair. Look at that.
Does Kenny G still have long hair? I don't know. Don't look him up.
I'm not looking him up.
Okay. Hey, by the way, it's birthdays today. Kenny G's birthday.
I'm sorry. He is 60. No.
What? What are you going to do? You want me to go first? Because I'll say 60. Michael Bolton's 60.
59.
He's 57.
Dang it!
Oh, man! Come on. You know that was good.
Yeah.
It was close.
Terrible.
That was the first one we got wrong, Stever.
Okay.
We've been on it.
We're going to inanimate objects.
Oh, 3-1.
Back on this date in 1956.
1956.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
The refrigerator.
No.
Hello.
No.
It's color TV.
No.
56?
1956.
Elvis Presley was on the Ed Sullivan Show. Milton Berle Show. Elvis Presley.
He introduced his new single.
Am I right?
His new single.
Well, that was just a lie. We said you was high class. Come on. Well, that was just a lie. What?
I don't know Elvis.
You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Oh! Come on.
I know that part.
He introduced his new single, Hound Dog.
1950s?
Scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movement.
Come on!
That is very suggestive.
Do I get any, like, points for totally saying Elvis Presley?
No.
Even though that's just kind of a go-to? It was 50s.
Okay. No, you don't.
We got another inanimate object. On this date in 1977.
Baseball.
No, this is not baseball.
No. This performer... That is boa constrictor that was bitten by a live rat as it was being fed for breakfast.
David Bowie.
And the snake died.
David Bowie.
No.
Who else is weird enough to have a live snake on stage?
Oh, here, this will help. I think.
Note, you said 77. Wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you were born in the 50s.
I wasn't born in the 50s. Yeah, but my... Dude, Elvis? It's Elvis.
Oh, no.
The dude that Dizzy's on. Oh, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Oh. Who a bunch of my friends met this week.
On the golf course? Yeah.
No, like random places. He was at Buffalo Exchange. He signed the ceiling at Astro Zombies.
I know who that is, at least. So that's
he signed the ceiling at Astro Zombies. He was just walking around Knob Hill, and like 19 of my friends...
Hey, we have this ladder. We have this ladder. Can you please sign the ceiling?
Well, that's actually what they do at Astro Zombies.
And Alice, who is an avid golfer, he goes like every day, I think.
And a believer.
And a believer.
Yes.
Yeah. He would, yeah, I had so many friends in Knob Hill just randomly run into Alice Cooper and post photos on Instagram.
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's birthdays.
On this day, Elvis Presley.
Yep.
Good job.
And Alice Cooper.
Isn't that crazy that on this day in 1956, Elvis Presley freaked the world out by shaking his hips?
What does this world come to?
Well, I'm just saying, back then, it was like, that was the thing.
No,
that was the big thing, like, and you
now,
can't do that,
now Shakira
you?
Shakes her and hips
now,
all the time.
And Texas is coming out with breast milk lollipop.
What is this world coming
I out? Don't know. Actually, you can check out the poll question at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Not joking, a Texas company releasing breast milk flavored lollipops.
Gross.
Who's trying it?
No.
I don't know. That's nasty.
Nobody.
I put, that's nasty.
No. Never, never.
Yeah. Yeah. For
that's
real.
Gross.
So far, the that's nasty wins it.
Yeah.
As a dare, maybe. I like that. No, never. Wow.
As
no. No, never, ever.
What is Static's vote?
I say that's nasty, but you, what do you say? Would you try one? I think if somebody bought a couple for us and said, hey guys.
I would, no, here.
I would try it on the air.
It'd
be funny.
I would try it, but I would not try it again after that.
Yeah. This is true.
Be like, they're pretty good. Oh, wait, that's still disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine them actually tasting good. And I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't
Company
understand.
Said, quote, we felt it was our responsibility to find out just what this flavor was that could turn a screaming, furious infant into a placid, contented one.
So does that mean, this is kind of like the Bertie Bott's Every Flavored Beans, where there's like throw up.
Yeah.
And
I can't,
booger,
I can't do those.
And earwax.
I can't
Who
do those.
Who stuck around and tasted those and like tried to, you know, get the taste right?
I have no idea, but they are braver scientists than I.
Remember when we made Caleb try them?
Yeah. And I thought he was going to throw up on air. It was awful. We should try and find some of these.
Okay.
And just give them to people like House of Heroes when they're here.
And not tell them what it is.
And not tell them what it is. Yeah, man. I think it's cream soda. I think so. Here, just put it in your mouth now so we can see. We have to get these now. We are children, and I love it.
We are children.
All right, taking a quick break, coming right back. More on this poll question. Get to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Kids, sink or swim. Right here on Static Radio. 7:06 now. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch with you.
Woo!
What were you going to point out? You say it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
It is Ken's lovely wife today. Lovely
today,
wife's birthday.
Today is his lovely wife today.
Today is his lovely wife.
Yeah, Tuesday. It's a derivative of Crystal.
Today is Ken's lovely wife's birthday.
Ah.
Crystal. Happy birthday, Crystal.
Happy birthday, Crystal. Posted it on Facebook.
Posted it on Facebook.
I like that.
So...
We saw them at the birthday bash this last Friday.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you missed the birthday bash, shame on you!
I was going to say, sucks for you.
Yeah, dude. You missed an incredible, incredible time.
I have to say, that was, like, the coolest, like, vibey concert I've ever
right?
been to.
Right? Yeah, I was talking to our dear friend Thebes, actually.
Thebes,
from,
yes.
The CA. Mm-hmm. That's California.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's California. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I was asking him if California got it. Does California get it? Because for some reason, I'm thinking Albuquerque doesn't get it yet. And
I think we do.
So he thinks we're catching on. You're catching on. It was one of the coolest shows ever. I was
so
just
California
curious
gets it.
how it is that the Lobo Theater wasn't like people standing on top of people packed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I don't.
Cheap show.
It was.
Great show. Ridiculously tasty cake.
Oh, man.
It was good, right? I think I had like 3 pieces of cake. Oh, you didn't have any cake because you were sick.
I did not.
You feeling
feel
better?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay.
At the moment.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, that was tasty cake. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, if you missed the birthday bash, I'm sorry because you missed out on an incredible show. It was a great evening. It was an intimate evening with Micah Talks. Poema was...
Told some
fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And then Anchor and Braille
Told some good jokes.
It was hilarious, yes. So it was a great show. Thanks to everybody who was a part of it. Now, speaking of shows, coming up this Friday, actually, it is our Battle of the Bands. Tickets are only $5. And our six finalists going to be competing head-to-head.
Six of them.
And then Spoken doing a full show.
Yes.
So Spoken going to be judging, helping judge the competition. And then, yeah.
If you ever wondered about local music, this is it.
Yeah, dude, truth.
And, you guys didn't pick crappy bands, so.
Well, yeah, they didn't. We voted in some really good ones.
I'm
stoked for this Friday. $5 at the door, Lobo Theater, Spoken, and six local artists who are going to tear the roof off, hopefully.
Yes. Well, I hope not, because we need that roof.
That'd be cool. And then I want to do a real Battle of the Bands with, like, swords. You know?
Fencing?
Yeah. Yeah. Real Battle
they
of the Bands. To the death.
Oh, man.
So then we don't have to worry about
the Hunger Games.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Yeah, maybe not. So, hey, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a Florida mom who was arrested for choking out a 14-year-old bully. Yeah. Truth.
I know.
So here's the story. Her daughter, she's 13, and she's being bullied on Facebook by this kid. And so, took it to the school, said, "School, help us." And the school said, "Sorry. Nothing we can do about it. It's on Facebook. So, take care of it." Well, okay, cool. So then she's at the mall a week later, sees the bully, walks up to talk to him, says, "Hey, stop bullying my daughter. Stop saying these things on Facebook." 14-year-old kid starts cussing at the mom.
"You're not my real mom."
Yeah, says, "I'm not going to stop. I don't have to stop. You can't make me stop." And so the mom choked him out. Yeah. Thinking probably not the best way to handle a bully. However,
I feel like we have two very distinct sides right now. People were calling woo, go mom.
Go mom.
Everyone on Facebook is like, "Oh no, she didn't."
Yeah, what is wrong with this mom? So yeah, we want to know your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call, 505-338-3700. What are our Facebookers saying?
Amanda says that blinding mama bear instinct is so hard to tame. She said she had to struggle with hers a couple days ago, but it kind of got to be tamed in order to keep order in society and stay out of jail.
That was an interesting sentence.
Really was.
But it's kind of got to be tamed in order to keep order. Yeah.
A lot of orders. Oh, come on. Patty says not okay.
Not okay.
And then same with everyone else. I don't know what Angela said. I have to read it.
Well, isn't she being a bully herself? Yeah.
Yeah. She is. Yes.
Pretty much. She choked out a 14-year-old. However, dude, come on. This kid is being a jerk. He's making your daughter cry. She said to a point where her daughter didn't want to go to school.
She was wanting to hurt herself.
That's as far as the mom would say. And so it was very upsetting. She sees the bully. The bully starts cussing at the mom. And so, yeah, the mom went too far. Yeah.
I draw the line there. Like, kids disrespecting their parents drives me nuts. And what sucks is that I was that kid.
Yeah, me too.
I was wholeheartedly that kid. I didn't curse at my mom. That was, like, not allowed. See, in my house, not allowed.
I didn't either.
Oh. Okay.
I was a jerk kid.
See, no, I disrespected my mom in every other way possible. She tell me to fold the clothes. No.
Oh, no.
And my mom was super lenient with me already. I didn't ever get grounded. I didn't have a curfew. I could stay out. I didn't ever have
so
to come.
So that's
out.
What's wrong with you.
Shut up.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque commenting.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque commenting.
Hey, guys. I'd like to tell you guys about that thing. I actually heard it in the newspaper. You had it on the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason, I have a Facebook account too, and I saw something on the help page that says report. You know what I mean? I clicked it to see what it is, and it says, you enter the person's username, and they put in a little box below what they're doing.
She could block him.
Yeah, you can block him, yeah. You just had to click their name.
Okay.
There's like a little gear on the side you click, and it says report or block.
Yeah.
And once you report them, it goes straight to headquarters. And
then Mark deals with it.
And then Zuckerberg handles the sitch.
Hey, yeah. Guys, I just asked your buddy Michael about the Super Mario, and he told me all about
it. Right on, man.
He's awesome.
Very, very cool.
Very awesome friend there, and then I'll have to order.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mitch? How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
You guys excited to order from Sopo?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for getting us amped over this.
You guys are crazy, aren't you?
I think you're crazy, and I love everything. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
All right, later.
He's great.
Who's ready for Sopo? You ready to order Sopo?
Yes.
That's good, because we got to do traffic. Clemency Boys Choir. My heart is the eastern horizon.
Horizon.
Oh, okay. Well, horizon. That's all I got. The computer runs out.
Oh.
Sebo and Mitch.
Okay.
7:33 now. Hey, before we went to Muzak, we were talking a little bit about our poll question.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to be thoroughly grossed out. Texas company releasing a lollipop. Man, this is really crazy. Here you go.
Okay.
Texas-based candy company has released a breast milk-flavored lollipop. Lollipop was inspired by the company's desire to figure out what it is about the milk that babies find so soothing. Quote, "We felt it was our responsibility to find out just what this flavor was that could turn a screaming, furious infant into a placid, contented baby." Oh. So, we want to know. Would you try one? Now, keep in mind, it's just flavored. It's not actually made from that. Right?
Uh-huh. Right. I don't know. I'm saying right, but I have no idea. Phoebe says, if someone bought it for me, sure. I wouldn't purchase it for myself. Pretty sure I would be cuffed and booked on the spot.
Right.
And TJ says, I'd like to speak to the taste tester who verified its legitimacy and ask them what their salary is.
Yeah, dude.
For real. Like,
so weird.
Please tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, like Crystal said, her curiosity would get the better of her.
Yeah,
so she would probably take one taste, try it out.
But like,
what happens if you like it though?
You just keep eating it?
This is so weird. I'm gonna try it though. Hey, this is really good.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I'm gonna have these like daily. That's weird, right?
I just feel so much calmer.
That's the poll question. You can answer at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, speaking of food, we teased this one. Taco Bell employees fired, two of them. I don't know if you saw this photo. It circulated yesterday, but a couple Taco Bell employees were let go because they were, well, licking taco shells.
But let's be honest. They have this story.
Uh-huh.
He was licking taco shells and...
there's like a huge stack of like 15 taco shells, and he's just like, tongue.
It looks disgusting.
Nasty.
Is that really going to keep you from ever going there again?
I don't know. Taco Bell explained that the photo was for an internal contest in which the company and franchise employees could submit for approval photos of themselves enjoying their first bite of a new product. Well, apparently the shells, according to Taco Bell, were in the process of being thrown out in the first place. They said they were for training purposes. They weren't actually given to customers. However, the employee posted the photo on social media, which is a violation of Taco Bell's policies. Therefore, the person who took the photo and the person in the photo both fired for this. I saw that and seriously was like, I immediately thought of those stupid Doritos, Locos, Taco, whatever.
Yeah, me too.
Like, cool. I will never eat one of those ever, ever again.
I felt really grossed out when I saw it as well.
Super grossed out, and dude. It was nasty.
I'm not one of those people like, oh, you took a bite out of it? Yeah, you can just have it. I'm not that person. I don't care, but that was straight up nasty.
Well, here's the
and
thing,
and to
though.
Know that that's possible, I'm like, no.
Right.
They stack like that, and you can easily lick them?
Here's the question. Should Taco Bell have fired these employees? They violated the social media rule. They posted a photo on social media. It was a violation of their franchisee's policies. So they were both fired. They were both terminated on the spot. But Taco Bell was throwing these taco shells away.
It doesn't seem like such a big deal, but you're saying they violated some rules.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. I understand it's a violation of the rules, but I don't know, especially if Taco Bell goes as far to make a big statement saying, well, no, we want to make sure everybody knows these taco shells, we were doing a contest, we were doing like a photo contest. Taco Bell was encouraging their employees to take photos of them.
Mm-hmm. I would probably have posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, and then you would have been fired because that's a violation of their social media policy.
Yeah, that you don't really expect to get fired over. It's like,
right.
Like, hey, don't wear holes in your jeans, and you do it once. Fire! You're like, wait.
I'm on the fence. I don't know. Rules are rules, and if there's a rule and you violate it, sure. But the company could have had some leniency and said, hey, they violated the rules. Here's our explanation. We were throwing these taco shells away anyways. It was for an internal photo contest. No big deal. We want to make sure that's cool. They've been reprimanded. They've been, whatever, and that would be the end of it. Or what they did, which is fired them, both of them, terminated. I don't know. It kind of seems harsh. Come on, Taco Bell.
You're better than that, Taco Bell.
Come on, bro. You're better than that. You're friends with, like, Pizza Hut and KFC.
KFC.
I mean, you guys are all bros.
KFC serves green chicken sometimes.
WWKD.
What would
the Colonel do? Except Colonel
starts with a C. And it's time for a song.
335-338-3700.
You meant Kentucky. What would Kentucky do?
What would Kentucky do?
State.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Vespers. Instrument for you. Static Radio. Good morning. 8:06 now on your Wednesday. And of course, as always on Wednesday.
Good morning.
At 8:06.
Oh, it's that time.
Or 8:03. Or 8 o'clock.
It's 8:06.
Or 8:12. It depends on traffic. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us in studio. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Doing great.
It's summertime, but not yet, apparently, because the summer solstice hasn't happened. But to me, it's summertime because it's really hot in here.
Yeah, it is. Summertime.
Yeah. So summertime means crazy cool weather. Better weather, I guess, for outdoors. But it doesn't mean that people are less homeless.
Nope. They're yeah. still homeless.
Still homeless. What is it like? I know winter months, it gets cold. People needing jackets, blankets, sleeping bags. And, of course, shelter, food. Does it relent any in the summer months? Or what is the atmosphere down at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission now?
No, we still need the sleeping bags.
Okay.
You know, they need something to sleep on or in throughout the summer. They need summer clothes.
Yeah.
So if you have summer clothes in your closet that you're not wearing anymore, please bring them down.
With shorts? Like, do they wear shorts? Or
sure. Okay. Sure, it gets hot out
there. That's a dumb question. Yeah. I know, right.
Do they wear shorts?
Do they wear shorts? Stupid question, I know. I don't know, because then I think of like the sun, and it's not like they can pull out a bunch of sunscreen.
Right.
Because it's sunburn. So I'm like, my kids, wear pants.
Wear pants. So those legs stay white forever.
I don't know. Yeah. Nice little pasty color.
Well, throw on some sunscreen.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could you guys, is that a something that they ask for? Like sunscreen, sunblock, anything like that? Okay.
Yeah. So chapstick.
Okay.
With a sunblock idea. In it.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. So chapstick, obviously socks and underwear, always top
always,
priority.
Yes. Always top
especially
priority.
In the summer, because you get sweaty in the summer.
Yeah.
You need to change them drawers. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
So what can we do right now, Teresa, honestly, to get involved as a community, to help, the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, to help the homeless in this community? What can we do?
What can you do?
Yeah.
If you have a group through your church or any other organization and you want to help with maintenance.
Okay.
We are in shutdown from July 22nd. For 2 weeks.
Okay.
To paint, to clean, to, wax the floors.
Yeah.
Basic upkeep.
Right.
And we need volunteers to come and help do that work.
Is there an age limit on that as far as volunteering during that time period or no? Because I know when you're serving food, obviously if you're under the, I can't remember if it was like 13 or whatever, you needed your parent or guardian to accompany you.
Yeah.
And even then it was like, you're relegated to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So during this time period of painting and stuff, is there like an age limit or?
Actually, no.
Okay, good.
The concern, I guess, when they serve food
right.
in the kitchen
is safety
because they're interacting with the homeless, and we don't want to you know, put our children in harm's way.
Absolutely.
But there will not be any homeless present.
Okay.
When we do the maintenance on the facility.
Cool. So that's a good thing. So if you have, you know, 10, 12-year-olds and you want to get them out of the house, get them away from SpongeBob for a day.
For real.
For, yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Or Adventure Time or their DSs or whatever. The Albuquerque Rescue Mission, July 22nd. And you guys will be closed for 2 whole weeks.
2 weeks.
Painting and cleaning. It's a great idea.
That's a great
way to get families involved.
Yep.
So, abqrescue.org for information. If you would like any information on the rescue mission, or, of course, 346-HOPE, the phone number. To give you guys a call for volunteering. And, of course, summer, that brings about mission trips. That brings about different ideas. And, I know a lot of youth groups, they go on different mission trips throughout the summer and like to get away. But youth groups, youth pastors, maybe think about volunteering for a day at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission because it's a great way to still get involved in the community. You don't necessarily have to go away to get involved to spread the love of Jesus Christ. And
In order to volunteer, do they need to sign up? Do they show up?
They need to call.
Okay.
They need to call first.
Okay.
And that way we can set up work that they can do. You know, we had a church group in this week earlier. There were 18 children. Preteens and teenagers that came.
Okay.
And we put them to work in the offices, shredding paper and everything. So there's a lot of different activities that they can get involved in.
Plenty
volunteer.
Of work to be done.
Yes.
Okay, cool. There you go. abqrescue.org for details on that. Socks and underwear, always a necessity. Chapstick with sunscreen, maybe. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You can get like a big old package of them.
Yep.
And then keep one for yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like a chapstick dude. I got to have that. So that's the way I roll.
You might want to keep two.
Maybe. Yeah, it is summertime. So there you go. All right. Also, we do get listeners bringing stuff down to the studios. You can bring it here, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Make sure you bring it to the Connection Communications building because when we get things, we like to pass off to you. In person, so that's always fun.
Absolutely.
If you can't make it all the way down to the rescue mission itself. But again, all the details, abqrescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number, if you'd like to give them a call to get involved. And as always, thank you.
Thank you.
For coming in and hanging out. And
Thank you.
Sorry it's so hot in here.
I know. It's
really going to be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to keep that positive attitude.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're right. Okay. All right. I'm just going to be thankful for what I have. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
abqrescue.org for details. We got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Oh.
Yep.
There is construction work on Unser and I-40 as well as Unser and Sage. And more construction work. The left lane is closed on Zuni between San Mateo and San Pedro, as well as the right lane is closed on Central West at San Mateo and Median Landscaping.
Uh-oh.
Important.
Dun, dun, dun.
Southern at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Get over to our Facebook page, answer the poll question of the morning, and when you get a moment, you've got to see this incredible video that Mitch found and posted. Epic fail or incredible
serious improv.
I don't know. You be the judge. Check those out at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up in 3 minutes and 28 seconds, going to talk about the biggest debacle in Canadian history.
Ooh.
Yeah. Broke my heart.
Okay.
Broke my heart.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
I'm interested.
3 minutes and now 17 seconds.
Okay, cool.
Right after this. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Poor Canada. Poor Canadia. Sad day in history for them.
I'm really sorry.
I know. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Brett Netter. Devil's Gotta Earn.
Brett Netter.
Formerly of the Juliana Theory. Steve-O and Mitch. Good morning.
Hey.
Mentioned it a couple minutes ago. Saddest day in Canadian history.
What happened? You're not even telling me.
I know.
Okay.
It's almost too sad for words.
Does that have anything to do with Canadian bacon?
No. Which, I don't know if you know this. It's ham.
It's
ham.
Maple syrup?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, okay, I'm not a big
and
fan.
It doesn't have to do with Justin Bieber either. No. Way bigger than that.
Hold on. Bigger than Justin Bieber.
Bigger than Justin Bieber.
Hockey. Hockey in Canada.
I was going to say bigger than that, but that's pretty, I mean, yes, like the penultimate Canada.
So bigger thing. Than hockey, or no, smaller than hockey, bigger than Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle. Right in the middle. Come on, you can do it. I believe in you.
Is it someone?
Kind of. You want a hint?
Yes.
Step by step.
Oh, no.
Ooh, I know.
Okay.
Gonna get to you, girl.
What?
What? So apparently, a New Kids on the Block concert this last Tuesday night in Ottawa was canceled after several trucks carrying equipment for the NKOTB tour were held up at the Canadian border because they were like, hey, what's going on there, E? And they're like, hey, guys, we're part of the New Kids tour and these are pyrotechnics. And we're just, I don't know why the New Kids on the Block tour people talk like that, but, and they were like, okay, we're going to need to investigate this and check that out there, E. And so then they're like going through all the trucks and they're like, so we got to get to the show. Do you think you could speed it up? And they're like, no, we're very serious about what comes across into that border there, E. So we're going to need to make sure we look at all your trucks.
I wouldn't talk like they're from Wayne's World.
They don't talk like they're from Wayne's World. That's Canada.
Oh, Canada.
They're right. In Ottawa.
Yeah.
So they're talking, they're looking, and apparently a rep for New Kids on the Block's tour package, it's called the package tour actually, says several gear trucks carrying production and equipment like lighting and other prop stuff, as well as key crew members were delayed at the Canadian border for such a long time that the tour officials had to cancel the tour.
No! The tour or the show?
Just the show, actually. All the Canadian shows here because there's just nothing they could do because the Canadian border didn't want to let the New Kids on the Block into Canada because they're like, we already have a Justin Bieber. We don't need any more you fruity people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what they said. We're going to go back to watching hockey there, eh? Wow. I don't know if that's what they said.
I don't.
However, that's some sad Canadians.
That was really sad.
It was sad.
But everyone who really liked them was angry.
So saddest day in Canada history.
Five people in Canada were really upset.
Five people?
Yeah.
You obviously don't know your history there. Canada and the New Kids on the Block is very big deal there, eh?
I thought they were big in like Japan or something.
All huge there. They're big everywhere, bro. It's New Kids on the Block. It's the NKOTB.
I know.
So, yeah, unfortunately, the tour was held up, so they couldn't perform in Canada.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, not really, actually. So.
It's just crazy that you know all the words to this song, and it's the only reason you wanted to tell it so you could play this song.
The funny thing is I don't, because I pressed play, and I was like, I'm going to sing this. Gonna get you out of my girl. I don't know the words, but I was trying to pretend like I did, so it's okay. Oh, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, apparently Justin Bieber's enough for Canada. I just can't believe something like that could be held up. You would think like the tour people would have thought ahead of time, like, hey, bro, we're carrying across like 18 semi-rigs with props and gear.
So we're going to need to get permission.
We're going to need to get permission to go into Canada there.
They didn't do that. They're like, they know who we are in 1980.
So, yeah, and the Mounties were like, this is not happening on my clock there, eh? On my watch.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to talk like this all day now.
Please don't.
For the Canadians.
Can you tell them to go to Facebook then?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, the Star Spangled Banner. It was a concert. A kid rocked it. And is it epic fail or great improvisational skills there? Hey, I say great improv, dude.
Yeah.
I salute that kid,
Bill,
which is kind of,
on,
you know.
On Facebook, huh? Bill says, this kid deserves the Bronze Star for his act of valor. Awesome.
Check it out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Mitch just posted an incredible video. It's
fun. You can't stop talking like that.
I really can't. We're going to play least of these now. It's Joyful Noise. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The classic crime. What I'd give up. Please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Check out the video that was posted by the lovely Mitch. Good stuff, dude.
Found this gem last night and cried on my couch for like 30 minutes because I just kept thinking about it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. While you're there, check out the poll question of the day. Texas company is releasing breast milk flavored lollipops.
Mm.
For reals.
No, for real.
I'm not even joking. So, yeah, get there, answer the poll question, check out the video of the day as well. Now, I've got some more sad news a minute ago.
No!
I know. I told you that NKOTB was blocked from going into Canada, New Kids. They had to cancel the show because of all their equipment and stuff. And your world is just... It's getting smaller and smaller.
What?
I'm really sorry. I don't know how else to put this.
Why are you playing Selena Gomez?
What is crazy is that you knew that it was Selena Gomez after 0.2 seconds.
Of course I know this is Selena.
You could have played this for 9 minutes and I would have been like...
And if ready, come and get it. Ready? Ready? When you're ready, come and get it.
Wow.
Na, 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 na,
okay, you're going to be very sad.
Na, 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 na.
At the very... Na, 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 man. Just far along age... Of 20 years
when
old.
Wow.
Selena Gomez has announced she's retiring from music. Yeah.
Here's the thing about Selena. I feel
At
like we're
20
the,
years old.
Here's the thing about Selena.
Yeah.
I feel like we're kind of the same person in a way. Because, like, we have
You're both obsessed with Justin Bieber.
Not quite.
You both act like you're 17.
Well, we have this weird connection because...
You both look 12.
Because, because here, I'm not... No!
You are
I'm
both not look like I'm 12. Superstars on the Disney Channel.
Yes.
Yes, okay,
there
good.
It is.
All right, there it is.
Because here's the thing. She's not super good at acting.
Okay, which is hilarious when I tell you her announcement.
Okay. She's not super good at acting.
Uh-huh.
And she makes... kid movies, except for the latest one she came out with. Don't see that, folks. I have not seen it, and I just know that you shouldn't see it either.
I didn't even know she came out with a movie.
Yeah, it's bad
didn't
news.
Even know she acted.
Bad news bears. So she's on the Disney Channel, except for this latest movie, and she's not that good at music.
Hmm.
And I stand right there with her. Like, hey, people are like, hey, Michelle, you took voice lessons for 8 years. You sing blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. I took voice lessons for 8 years. That does not mean that I have any right to stand on stage and sing for you.
No, I'm with
like,
you.
Oh, shut your face.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I love singing. I have a deep passion for singing.
You do.
I love it.
You usually try and hit those high harmonies while we're listening to songs. And you're like,
heck yeah.
I can hit those high harmonies. And I'm like, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Totally.
When are you going to announce your retirement? From singing.
From my retirement from you? Right now.
Selena Gomez. She's announced, this is my favorite part after what you just said. She's announced that she's retiring from music to focus on making more movies.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, actually, apparently,
she'll go back to
I didn't know this.
This is like a Michael Jordan thing. She'll
I
go
was
back.
Just about to say, I can't believe, good, high five, look at you. She actually announced her retirement from music in February of 2012, only to come back 4 months later with the announcement that she was putting out an
album.
This
is like a Brett Favre thing.
You're doing a really good job.
What? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. I'm like kind of impressed with you.
Yeah,
right now.
Me too.
Now, speaking of Brett Favre, I've got a story!
As long as we can keep playing this song.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. We don't have to.
Well, ironically enough, that's what the Packers are saying to Brett Favre right now. When you're ready, come and get it.
Come and get it.
Doors are open. Green Bay Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy said Tuesday that the team hopes to have Brett Favre back involved in the organization soon.
Ooh.
This is a big deal.
Isn't
because
that gonna make people angry?
Well, I'm not a Packers fan per se. You know, the team had wanted to retire Brett Favre's jersey at some point, but they said it had to be the right time.
Did he always play for the Packers?
Did
he go to the Broncos?
No.
Did he go
You're
to
thinking
the-
of Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. Good job. Who used to play for the...
Indianapolis... Colts.
Yes! Good job! I'm proud of you.
Oh.
Yeah. You mostly got that with a little help from me. Yeah, Favre and the Packers at odds because Brett Favre was their quarterback for many, many, many years, and then this kid named Aaron Rodgers, the backup, was brilliant, and they're like, and then there's a sing, and Brett's like, I'm gonna retire! And then he's like, no, I'm not gonna retire. I wanna stay. And they're like, oh, darn, because we were really wanting Aaron Rodgers to start. And then it became this big thing, and next thing you know, there's like this quarterback controversy, and anyways... actually, this last year, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers had to present the Comeback Player of the Year Award. And they did that together. mm-hmm. at the NFL Honors Awards show, and because of that, they're thinking, well, maybe, you know, that was step one. They shook hands, and
nope.
it was super awkward on stage, but it's one of those things of swallowing pride, so...
Just doing it.
Yeah, the Packers, they want Favre back. They want to be able to retire his number. They would
that
like him to...
Why would we spell it like that, but why am I pronouncing the R before the V after
Favre,
the V?
Favre, those crazy Vikings, which is funny because then he played for the Vikings.
Oh, that's funny.
Played for the Jets. Mm-hmm. Then played for... It was a weird thing where, I don't know. Favre said, we don't need to shake hands to move on. I think in some ways it's already happened, even though it's a shame the way things down between I and the Packers. As time goes by, it's like a grudge. You kind of get over it.
Do you?
So Favre is kind of...
You don't need to harbor bitterness.
Eking his way back into the organization, and the organization is saying, we want to retire your number, and we want to hang out and be friends. So, hey, look at that.
Wow.
He's not coming back from retirement, though. He's fully retired.
That's good.
He's busy doing crappy Wrangler jeans commercials.
Ugh,
yeah.
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful.
You know what isn't what awful? The video on Facebook.
This is true.
Yeah, you got to go check it out because I found it. I cried out of laughter and pure joy, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
And let us know. Do you think it's an epic fail or the most awesomely improvised
moment
of this child's life?
And kudos to the dude who captured it on film.
Yeah, because he wasn't shaking with laughter.
Yeah.
Or she.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Check out the video of the day. We also posted our poll question of the day.
That's right.
Get there, answer it. It's pretty interesting. I still don't know how I would answer this question normally, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for us. We are out on the way. Shock Therapy Live with myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig. This week, actually, a best of because Pastor Nate is away in California for a pastor's conference. However, last Thursday night, we had a chance to do Shock Therapy Live
mm-hmm.
at the Renovate with a live studio audience. And so we'll air that in its entirety this morning if you weren't able to make it to the Lobo Theater.
Yeah, but I heard you guys only had like 33 questions.
Yeah, dude. So. It was insane. So I obviously had to edit some and cut some because it was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we finally just had to go, okay, last question. I mean
no
it this
for real.
Time. No for reals. So, yeah,
one
that's coming
more
up.
One question.
9 o'clock.
You guys should have left stage for like an encore.
One more question. One more
goes back
question.
But you guys answer three more questions.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Man, where were you?
I was at home.
Would have been great. We should have done that.
I was at home.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, we didn't do that. But you can hear what we did do coming up 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live with myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig coming to you from the Renovate at the Lobo Theater. You can check out details about Renovate at renovateabq.org. We will see you guys again mañana, Thursday. We've got the Schroffs from Aspen Project.
There you go.
We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Man, I can't even think clearly. It's so hot in here.
I know.
We got to go prepare for our hangout with some elementary school kids.
Heck yeah.
If you would like us to get out and about this summer and hang out with you, well, send us a request. studio@mystaticradio.com. You never know where we'll end up this summer with the Static Radio van. And today we're doing just that, going to hang out with some elementary school kids.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. All right, we're out on the way back. House of Heroes, their latest from their brand new record, Knockdown Dragouts. They'll be performing this and many more songs live next Friday night at the Lobo Theater for our birthday bash. House of Heroes and Come Wind.
You can get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com.
Tickets are only $15 in advance. Get them so you don't have to stand in the long line of trying to get tickets and hoping it doesn't sell out before
exactly.
you actually get your tickets, because every single one of our Lobo Concert Series shows has completely sold out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Get your tickets. House of Heroes and Come Wind next Friday, the 14th of June. Tickets on sale right now at mystaticradio.com. We out.
We are out.
Vocal Few, House of Heroes, and Adri coming up at 10.
In a while.
Shock Therapy Live on the way back. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.